Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you've hit the subscribe button so you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. I would love to see more people on those social media channels and more interaction. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Also, please help me spread the word about the show. I'd appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, if you've ever spent time driving in another city, meaning someplace other than where you live, I'm talking about a city that has a major professional sports team. If you're like me, you find yourself craning your neck to marvel as you drive by their sports stadium or arena. I just did this when I was in Miami and was seeing the Marlins Stadium where they play baseball. You might even go so far as to snap a picture or even pull the car over to stop and get a few photos or possibly walk inside. The same teams who we root against, who are our fierce rivals, we all of a sudden, because we're in different surroundings, we become fascinated with them and want to know more about what's inside. We get a curious smile on our face. And then think about travelers who come to your city, who all of a sudden stop because they want to see your team's stadium or arena. Heck, maybe even while they're wearing apparel of their team. You're proud of them seeing your team's home. As Catholic Christians, we should use that same scenario to change our perspective of not opposing teams, but individual, quote, rivals in our life. We need to consider their inner beauty, that God created them in His image too. We need to look beyond ourselves, beyond the home base that is our own familiar personal arena, and become more curious about these individuals near and far who we've chosen to otherwise observe with a bias or a discriminatory perspective. And remember that regardless of their location or their loyalties, they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are worthy of pulling our spiritual car over for and getting to know more about. Moving on now with episode 58. My guest is a goalkeeper for Nashville SC of Major League Soccer, having been selected in the first round of the MLS Super Draft in January. He had attended UNC Charlotte, where he earned all Southeast Region honors three times, including his senior year when he was also Conference USA Goalkeeper of the Year, Golden Glove Award winner, and First Team All-Conference. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Elliot Panico.
Hi, Bruce. It's great to be speaking with you.
Likewise, Elliot. Thanks for making time today. Do appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be on the show.
Well, in addition to all those sports accolades I just read off, you are also a Catholic. Duh, obviously, since you're on Catholic Sports Radio. Although I should add, cradle Catholic.
Yes, both of my parents are Catholic, and I grew up going to Mass on Sundays, also with my older brother, Eric. So we were raised to be good men and to practice the faith.
And where was that your family grew up?
I'm originally from Kentucky, but we spent a few years in Omaha, Nebraska. And I went to Catholic school there until second grade. And then we moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I've spent the rest of my life growing up.
Okay. So when did your journey into soccer take place? Did you ever play any other sports?
I did play other sports growing up. But my journey with soccer started at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic School in Omaha, Nebraska. With my first soccer coach was Mike Lynch. He's now the women's soccer coach at Belmont Abbey College. But I loved playing sports growing up, and eventually just picked soccer to want to keep doing because I just loved it, and had a lot of friends who played with me as well.
And to fast forward just a little bit, as I mentioned in the intro, you played your college soccer at UNC Charlotte, and you told me ahead of today that you feel that when you started out there, your faith life changed too. Talk about that.
Yes, so when I went to UNC Charlotte, I was primarily going there to play soccer, but I had no idea what the Lord had in store for me. He blessed me with some wonderful teammates who really cared about me and saw that I was going to church on Sundays, but invited me to practice my faith every other day of the week. And we started to read scripture together. And that was when we were reading scripture together, and we were reading in the book of Revelations, and it was Revelation 3:16, which says, "For because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'll spit you out of my mouth." And that was when I, you know, knew the Lord was calling me to give all of my life to Him, and not just to be lukewarm and just give Him one day a week, but to trust Him with my entire life. And I'm so grateful for my teammates who started me off on that faith journey. I'm very grateful for them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're referring to teammates who themselves were not even Catholic. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. They were both kind of non-denominational or Protestant Christians. And at that point in time, I really started to, I kind of asked the question of, wow, these guys are living out their faith in such a strong way. And we have different traditions, but it really only began to strengthen my Catholic faith because I started to go to the catechism and listen to Catholic answers and try and understand all the Protestant objections to the faith. And everywhere I turned, I just found such beauty and truth in the Catholic Church. And it was able to just lead me closer to Rome, if you will.
And would you say that actually made you and those guys closer as teammates on the soccer field?
Yes, definitely. All of those guys that I'm referring to, you know, I still talk to today. And one of them, you know, he's my best friend, and I imagine that I'll be talking to him for the rest of my life. And,
wow.
We grew so close because we had, you know, faith and soccer in common, two things that we both loved dearly.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we've had some guests on this show who have talked about focus. In case there are people in the audience who don't know what that is, tell them what that is an acronym for, but then also tell your story about finding focus.
Yes, so FOCUS is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and it's a nationwide, I think worldwide organization. And my journey to FOCUS is a little bit different than the traditional one, because I was the only Catholic on my team and the only one that I was aware of at my school. I started to do some research to find Catholic groups that I could get involved in while at school. So I did a little internet search and found FOCUS was one of the first ones that popped up. And unfortunately, there wasn't one at my school, but there was one just 30 minutes away at Belmont Abbey College that I mentioned earlier. And I just wrote one of the FOCUS missionaries an email asking if I could meet up and maybe come to a Bible study. And the rest is really history. We met the next week, and it's such a beautiful ministry, and I'm so thankful for finding FOCUS, because I've really grown in my faith through them and what they've provided for me.
And then on top of that, last year you attended a major event that just continued to help grow your faith life.
Yes, that was SEEK 2019, put on by FOCUS. It was in Indianapolis, and I believe there were over 16,000 college students there.
Wow.
And yes, it was such a beautiful scene for all 16,000 of us to celebrate Mass together every day. And
wow.
It's something that I'll never forget. It was really, truly a visual representation of the mystical body of Christ, just to be present there with everybody during Mass and adoration. And throughout all the talks, it was truly an inspirational and educational time for my faith.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listeners, I certainly can't have a guest on the show who was a first-round draft pick in a major professional sports league and not bring that up with him. But before I go there with Elliot, I want to mention that whether you work at a Catholic school or church, or if you work or volunteer for a diocese or are involved with your parish or some other ministry or organization that does events such as a sports night, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or maybe even something a little less predictable, a little less traditional, maybe it's out in the secular world, something else where my Catholic sports radio ministry is a fit, I would be most grateful for the opportunity to come in as a guest speaker for whatever the occasion is that you or others are planning. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode one of this show, as well as on the website where it says Meet the Host in the About section, and then look for the 5-question Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And then also on CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show, taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish, securely, online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. I mentioned on last week's episode that I had just had someone do that and was going to contact him to see about giving his name out on the air. And then lo and behold, this morning, someone made an online contribution electronically through the website. Anyhow, if you're cool with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. I would truly appreciate your support. Over the last few episodes, I've been giving examples. I mentioned last week about a men's conference I attended. I was blessed to be approached there by someone who presented me with quite a potentially big opportunity for Catholic Sports Radio, but I'm looking into what it would take to pull it off, and not only would it require me to commit more time, but resources that I don't have, meaning that not only might I have to make a purchase or two, but probably even bring in someone to consult, if not help with it. So there are definitely fees that would come with taking all that on too. So in case you're curious about what an example is of the costs that your contribution would help with, that's just one. So no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Elliot, you also have a story about volunteering at a high school youth group on Sundays. Go ahead and share that with us.
Yes, so I mentioned earlier that I began to go to Belmont Abbey College for Bible studies through Focus, and I began to make many friends there. And one of my friends asked me to help out with a high school youth group because they were lacking some male presence in the volunteers for the high schoolers. And so I said, you know, I would love to. And, you know, the next week I started volunteering and spending time with the kids, giving talks, and really just getting to know them and to pour into them. And also to share about my faith and how important it is to me, you know, living out my daily life and, sharing the way that I live that out in college, something that they're, you know, going to be doing in the next few years.
Well, and I want the audience to know that Elliot is being humble because this was not 5 minutes away there in North Carolina. Tell them where it was.
Yeah. So after I said that I would, you know, help out, it was then made clear to me that it was 45 minutes away across the border in South Carolina. So it was, you know, it was a great time to drive and to, you know, prepare myself for youth group. But, you know, after I went the first time, I knew that, you know, it was something that I really loved and the drive made no difference.
Beautiful, beautiful. And by the way, there was quite a reward for getting involved with all that. Yes.
Yes, there was. I met my now fiance. She was also a volunteer there, and I met her and we became friends, and a few months later I knew that, you know, I just had to ask her out on a date because I knew that if I didn't, I would be regretting it. So that was a couple of years ago, and we just got engaged and we're looking to get married this coming to December.
Wonderful. And of course, you were spiritually nourished. When I say there was a reward for getting involved with that, it's because I knew what you were going to say. But obviously, there was a lot more that was going on that you were being fulfilled with through the Holy Spirit. At the same time, it was a bonus that you were able to meet your now fiance.
Yes, it was definitely a calling from the Lord, and something that I felt great peace about, knowing that I went there to try and spread His word and to fulfill what He is asking of me. And, you know, with that, yes, came a beautiful reward that I'm so grateful for.
So let's talk about you're now being a Major League Soccer goalkeeper. I want to guess that, as tempting as it might be to get a little cocky, what with being a first-round draft pick, you probably get humbled real quickly when you realize that that means you're a rookie, yes?
Yes, definitely. I think already I've been humbled quite a bit. A funny story that occurred this preseason is once I made it to preseason camp, and You're not guaranteed a contract if you get drafted. So
wow.
I was able to earn a contract after the first week or two, and then from there they asked me what number I would like to be, and I told them, you know, I'll take 25 because that was the number that I got as a freshman at Charlotte, so it had some meaning to me. But then a few days later, we traded for a player for $1 million. And lo and behold, his number is 25. And so they said, well, he's quite important to us. So he's actually going to be number 25. You have to pick a different number. So that was a definitely a humbling moment.
But I think I'm sensing from you that you're someone that knows that God's hand is on everything that we do. And so as much as you might want to walk around and say, I'm Mr. First-Round Draft Pick, you say, thank you for humbling me in that way and letting me know my place and letting me just be grateful that I'm on the team.
Yes, amen. I'm I'm definitely very grateful to do this for a living, and I'm hopeful that, you know, I'll be able to do it for as long as the Lord wills for me. But yeah, it's definitely by His grace that He keeps me humble, and I know that being a professional athlete isn't the greatest thing in this life. So I'm definitely very thankful to know that, and to live it out as best as I can.
Wonderfully said. And I love when it comes from a guest, because to the audience, if you've been with me for a while, thank you. And you know that I say words to that effect quite frequently on the show, but it's wonderful when it comes from the guest as well. I wonder, Elliot, is this something you prayed for over the years? Were you longing to make it to MLS as your college career progressed?
Yes, I think as a young kid, it was my dream to play professional soccer. And as I got to college, I saw that that pathway was attainable based on the players who've gone before me. But after all of I fell into my faith and I fell in love with it, it became clear to me that, you know, my plans are not as great as God's plans. And my prayer was just to ask the Lord for whatever He wanted, but also when I do play soccer, that, you know, I might give my best and glorify Him through it all. And then whatever happens because of it, it may be His will. And yeah, this is where it's brought me. And I'm so thankful to be here. It is truly a great blessing. And I hope to do it as long as He allows me to.
Amen. Amen. I wonder, for those that wonder about how they can blend their faith life with their sports life, which is one of the objectives of Catholic Sports Radio, do you have anything that you do, Elliot, around games as it relates to, I don't know, anything from a personal prayer that you say to yourself, maybe bringing a rosary out onto the field with you, something in the locker room, anything of that nature?
Yes. So even every practice or every time that I step out on the field, for whether it be a practice or a game, I love to pray while I'm warming up, giving thanks for the opportunity to be there and asking for protection and the ability to push myself and to work hard for the Lord. And then after every game, I love to get on my knees and say the glory be. And that's just something that I started doing in college. And, you know, I like to do just to really put things into perspective, win or lose, all the glory is His.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great perspective. Great perspective. And hopefully something that you'll be able to share with, I was going to say young fans, but fans of all ages, if there's opportunities to shake hands, pose for pictures, sign autographs with fans.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's something that He's put on my heart is, you know, through this, hopefully I can, you know, turn it into somewhat of a ministry and just to share the good news and to all people and let them know that, you know, soccer gives me joy, but there is something that gives me a greater joy and a greater hope. That is a goal of mine as I start out my professional career.
So I'm guessing that you have moved to Nashville from Charlotte.
Yes, I just moved in last week to my apartment, because we were in Florida for about 5 weeks for preseason, and that started in January, and I've moved in, but it's currently empty. My parents, they're so kind. They're driving all of my belongings up here today, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them. And it'll be great. I'll finally have a bit more of a homey space than just an empty apartment.
And of course, you'll also have to find a new home parish in Music City.
Yes, absolutely. I've been going to the Cathedral of the Incarnation in downtown Nashville, and it's probably one of the most beautiful churches I've ever seen before in my life. So I'm really happy to go there, and there's a lot of students from Vanderbilt that go there that are my age, so I'm hoping to continue to get plugged in there and hopefully make it my home parish.
And then what about you and your fiance as it regards to marriage preparation?
Yeah, so that was something that we had to discuss and figure out, because we knew that me moving away was a possibility once we got engaged in November. And we met with the pastor of the church that we're getting married at twice in person, just to kind of get in as much preparation as possible before I left. But now, because of the distance, we've gone for an online option.
Oh.
And we've started that, and there's going to be a couple kind of walking us through it. So I'm really thankful for that. And I think it'll be a great way to prepare for marriage.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Elliot, it's been great having you on. All the best to you for the 2020 soccer season, and all the best as you and your fiance continue in your marriage preparation as well. It's really great having you on the show.
Yes, thanks, Bruce. It was an honor to be on with you.
God bless you. Listeners, we will close fittingly with an athlete's prayer. So let's do that together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Help me to play the game, dear Lord, with all my might and main. Grant me the courage born of right, a heart to stand the strain. Send me a sense of humor, Lord, to laugh when victory is mine, to laugh if I should meet defeat without a fret or whine. Give me the grace to follow rules, to fess up when I'm wrong, when silence or some other thing wins plaudits from the throng. When foes are tough and fighting fierce and I am getting weak, dear God, don't ever let me show a broad, bright, yellow streak. And teach me, Lord, life's game to play just one day at a time. With thee as coach and trainer, Lord, real victory must be mine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's Learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.